Cat Chat and Dog Talk. I'm Tracy Hotchner, here with my co-host, Dr. Sean the Natural Vet, on our new show. We love cats and dogs and the people who care for them. We're here for 2 whole hours to answer any question you have about your pets. The number is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. We'd love to hear from you. You can also email us at radiopetlady@gmail.com before any show, and we'll answer your question on the air. And don't forget that if you write us at radiopetlady@gmail.com, you'll get a free box full of freeze-dried protein treats from Whole Life Pet, good for dogs and cats. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Waruva Pet Food, Precious Cat Litter, Nordic Naturals Omega-3 Fish Oil, and The Honest Kitchen Raw Dehydrated Pet Food made in a human food facility. Cat Chat and Dog Talk is a production of Eight Paws LLC and Dr. Sean Messonnier DVM PC, which are solely responsible for its content. Isn't it terrible how some people like to rub it in? Those of you on the East Coast, we're having this horrible cold spell.
I know.
My mini donkeys, Mona and Lisa, mother and daughter, are shivering in the barn. Actually, they don't shiver, which is a miracle. They have such thick fur. It is 0 degrees at their little barn. Oh, God. You are having a stroll at 55 degrees.
I know. We're having a good time. But, you know, as I tell you before the show, my daughter's up in Pennsylvania freezing as well. So everybody up there is in my prayers. I know this is kind of normal winter for you. This is actually normal winter for us, kind of having warm days, cool days. And I like the warmer weather, which is why I stay close to the Gulf Coast.
Well, you know, Bully, on the other hand, you also can't leave. You have all your devoted clients in your wonderful pet clinic, Paws and Claws, in Plano, Texas. So I hope some of your clients and customers are, and your patients, even the four-legged ones, are listening. It's pretty wonderful to have this opportunity and have this whole wonderful two-hour stretch of time. We're really grateful to all of you who called in. This is only the third show. Every show we've had so many wonderful calls. We really appreciate it. You know, starting a new venture like this, we were 7.5 years on Sirius XM on the Martha Stewart channel, and some of you who used to listen there may have noticed by now it's no longer live. They're just playing replays. So we were like two radio pet guys looking for our people, and we found them here, and we're really so happy to have this chance to be here with you guys. And so many wonderful questions and wonderful topics. I've got a lot of emails that people have sent us, but guess what, Sean? We got to take real life people.
I know. We've already got people lined up. You know, you mentioned about the 7.5 years with Sirius. I think we can double that ourselves easily.
Yes. Yes. Well, first of all, it's times two. So even if we do 10 years here, we'll call it 20.
That'll be great.
Like radio people years. We intend to be here for the long term. So we're hoping that once you get used to knowing we're here live on Tuesday nights, at 7 o'clock in Texas, 5 o'clock in California, 8 o'clock on the East Coast. We really hope you'll keep coming back. We want you to tell us how things go. If we give you advice, we want you to come back and tell us. You nailed it. You blew it. We need more. And then people listening will also benefit from that. So the other thing I want to say, and say it a few times during our couple of hours, is that the first Tuesday of every month, Dr. Sean gets to have a life with his wife and beautiful daughter. I get to be here with Anne Marie, the animal communicator. Now, those of you that used to go crazy on the first Wednesday of the month on Cat Chat, and those of you Dog Talk listeners on NPR in the Hamptons when it used to be live, you used to go nuts at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning on the East Coast. You need to go nuts on the first Tuesday of every month right here on Cat Chat and Dog Talk. Anne Marie Sawicki, if you have never believed in animal communicators, or you never heard one, you know what I'm talking about, you must just listen in. And then you will join the people that are dialing the number you all need to dial now to talk to us, which is 888-627-6008. So just remember, first Tuesday of the month, you're going to have this occasion to hear Anne-Marie connect with pets, even pets that have crossed over the Rainbow Bridge, as it's called. So we already have my wonderful neighbor right here in Bennington, Vermont, Virginia, on line one. Virginia, welcome to Cat Chat and Dog Talk, and let me introduce you to the marvelous Dr. Sean Messonnier.
Hello, Virginia. Thanks for joining us tonight.
She's on line one, Doug. Okay. Is she there? Dropped off. Okay, she'll be back.
Call us back. We want to talk to you.
She's going to call back. She's adorable.
Yes, yes.
And
great.
She loves holistic. So, oh, my God.
Oh, perfect.
Chew your ear off, because those of you who don't know, Dr. Sean need to know he's a holistic veterinarian. That means whenever there's a chance to not use straightforward medication, heavy drugs, he goes for holistic herbs, supplements, the kind of things that are about wellness and about making you stronger and to be able to fight off and have a strong immune system. We have her back on line three. Hey, Virginia, welcome back. Hello, hello.
Okay. I think we're just being played with tonight.
I think we are. Doug, have we got Virginia here or don't we? Yes. Virginia, say hi or be done.
Hi. I'm here.
Hi, sweetie.
I guess we got disconnected somehow.
Well, don't you worry. Hello? We got you now. This is Dr. Sean Messonnier, who's a wonderful holistic vet, and I know you love holistic medicine for yourself.
Hi, Virginia.
Yeah, I do, and also for my animals.
Perfect.
Any special questions about your beautiful chocolate labs? They live next door, Sean. I call them the chocolate brownies. They're so cute. An old lady and a young lady, Charlie and Danny. They're both girls. Did you have any questions about them? Yeah, they are. Do you have any questions?
Dr. Sean, my question is about my Siamese cat.
All right. We love cats here, too.
He's 9 years old, and he's always had a very weak digestive system. He would vomit his food, whether it was dry or from a can, no matter what. Or I tried so many different foods, and he's been to two vets. They couldn't find anything wrong with him except the fact that he just has a weak digestive system. So they both recommended Hill's ID. But he still throws up. Not as much as he used to, though. But I was wondering if you can point me towards something else that I might do for him.
All right. So let me ask you this, Virginia. You know, whenever I hear stories like yours, I kind of want to cringe. I can already hear Tracy's cringing a little bit. But here's why I want to cringe. Not so much the science diet thing, because even though that is certainly not a holistic diet or my favorite diet, I'm okay with doing that if we need to do it. But here's the question I always ask myself. I've heard so many vets say, more about dogs than cats, but cats as well, that the cause of their digestive upset is a weak system, a weak digestive system. Well, you know, you can go to any medical textbook you want, and there's no diagnosis as a weak digestive system.
to me, that's kind of a diagnosis.
Yeah. You know, I used to work for a vet that any older dog or cat that came in that was acting weird, he diagnosed as a stroke, which basically doesn't occur in pets most of the time anyway. So we have to find out, why is your cat vomiting? Is she hyperthyroid? Does she have diabetes? Or maybe her quote-unquote weak digestive system is because she has inflammation there with a disease called inflammatory bowel disease. And for cats, I get really worried if that disease is not diagnosed correctly, because IBD, inflammatory bowel disease, cats can become lymphoma, cancer. So we have to make sure it's properly diagnosed. So the first question I would ask is, what tests have been done to make sure you shouldn't have these horrible diseases I'm mentioning to you?
Actually, none.
Okay. Well, next question. Does the science diet help her at all?
The science diet has brought down the vomiting quite considerably. But I would like to see him not vomit at all.
I'd like to have him not be on dry food. I mean, and Sean is a little less rigid about this than me, but I'm completely convinced, based on a lot of cat-only vets who've studied this in their practices of cat-only clinics, that an inflamed bowel, an inflamed liver, fatty liver disease, come from feeding dry food in the first place. So it's a real chicken and egg situation. Mm-hmm. If that cat started out eating dry food as a kitten, as so many do, because this is the direction that our society is going for fast food. It's basically highly processed carbs, convenient in a bag. If you get that cat system so screwed up, to put it, you know, in a really technical terms, screwed up from the time she's really little, it doesn't matter what you do later. You've got this underlying problem of the wrong fuel for the mechanism. I mean, it's a Ferrari of Siamese. If you put diesel fuel with sugar in it, in the Ferrari, it's going to really be a mess. And it doesn't matter later if you give it decent fuel, you've got to get the inflammation out, right? Isn't that right, Sean, to calm down the system?
Yeah, regardless of what the cause is, we want to reduce inflammation in the bowel. But here's what you need to do. How old is this cat?
Nine.
Okay.
Nine years old.
Okay, fine. So what you've got to do, this is the perfect age to diagnose early stage kidney disease and thyroid disease. You have to have some evaluation done. Blood testing, urine testing, et cetera, is easy. It's not terribly expensive. Now, if all of that is normal, I'm okay with a dietary therapy. I'd rather switch her to a natural one pretty soon. We might still try some probiotic supplementation, et cetera, but we want to kind of switch her to a natural diet. And if the vomiting is continuing, we might need to go for a little scoping, have a little anesthesia done and stick a scope in her to find out if she has IBD. We treat that holistically with a little bit of medicine up front, but mainly holistically, and she'll do really well. But you've got to find out. Like I said, if we put this off and your vet's just kind of lazy with this weak bowel disease, which doesn't exist,
right,
then you might be looking at this cat developing cancer that we can't cure. We can help, but we can't cure. So you don't have to rush. At least get some blood testing done.
She just lost her other Siamese to a huge oral tumor.
Okay, so you're familiar with cancer, yeah.
Yeah, so they've just had to live through that. Virginia, yeah. I think it's really good advice that you need to find out if there's any underlying disease. And then I, you know, as the first fix, just sort of across the board, and Dr. Elizabeth Hodgkins, who may even help me and jump in on the show on the nights that Sean is off, you know, at vet conferences, she'd be the first to say that if you're feeding dry food, you just simply have no way of knowing what's really wrong. Dry food is always what's wrong. And until you eliminate that problem and start feeding quality canned food, you won't know for sure what kind of problem you've got. And so I would say give that cat a week or 10 days with no kitty crack in the house, no dry food. Give her Woruva. Use a food which they're our advertiser and sponsor because their food is made in a human food factory. And therefore, it's human-grade shredded chicken with enough taurine in it to be appropriate for a cat. And see if after
a week... What do I do if he keeps throwing that one up also because I have...
Well, that's why you've got to have this evaluation done because we don't know the underlying cause. I think what Tracy's saying is we know switching to the better food will reduce inflammation. But if he's got kidney disease or cancer already or something... Right. You're right. That's not going to solve the problem, but that's going to be part of the therapy that needs to be done at some point. So that's easy and cheap to do right now. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's really
that's
good
wonderful.
Advice. So,
and
we hope that you will do that. Virginia and I share the same West Mountain vet here in Bennington, Vermont, and they're nice people. It's a shame that they've sort of done the every old dog has a stroke kind of thing. But, you know, sometimes cats are treated like second-class citizens in vet clinics. It's a shame, but it's sort of like, you know, do the minimum and on to the more interesting things. Once you get the evaluation, we really hope you'll call back because anybody listening has lived through a cat vomiting periodically. I've even heard vets, Sean, say, oh, cats just throw up. Well, guess what?
Oh,
cats don't just throw up if they're healthy. So,
That's right.
You know, there was another woman who called in once and said, well, my cat has had diarrhea for several years, and what do you think about this supplement and that pumpkin? I'm like, your cat's really sick. Cats shouldn't have diarrhea for more than a day. And that's because you gave them some milk accidentally. So go and get the tests, and then please come back and tell us. And I would say that certainly during that time that dry food is not really a solution. But until you figure it out, you know, you're already sort of down that road.
Yes.
Thank you for the call. We're really glad to have the neighbors.
Good meeting you, Virginia. Thanks for joining us.
It's great to talk to you. Thank you so much for calling in. All right, we're going to go to another call in a minute. We're going to take a break from our wonderful sponsors who we really want you to like and understand and know it's not just, you know, we're not just sort of selling get out of jail free or whatever that is, get out of debtor's jail free. These are real companies run by real people who adore animals, and we've invited them to help support the show, and we're really proud of that. There's also a prize for a dog and a cat collar every show. So there's a coupon from Precious Cat Litter, Cat Attract, of like a big free container, and a mini leash limited edition bookmark for the dog Bible for a dog caller. So we hope you will join us. I'm going to give you the number one more time before we take a break. It's 888-627-6008, and Dr. Sean, the natural vet, and I will be right back. This show is brought to you by Halo Holistic Natural Dog and Cat Foods, which are made from real ingredients you can recognize. Read the ingredients on the label of your own dry dog food. Can you identify what's in there? Halo uses no inferior rendered byproducts, meals, or chemicals in any of their products. Halo is purely focused on your pet's well-being. No chicken meal or other rendered meats. Halo foods are guaranteed safe and have never been recalled. Halo's entire line, including treats, supplements, and grooming supplies, will help your pet be vibrant, happy, and healthy inside and out. This show is also brought to you by PetFlow.com, an online store for pet foods and more that is privately owned by pet lovers like you who want to give their dogs and cats the best nutrition possible with the least hassle for themselves. The real value is the auto delivery schedule. For people who go to the same store and have to drag home the same food every month, PetFlow.com is perfect for you. There are over 200 brands, in particular the ones we love on the show, like Halo, Waruva, The Honest Kitchen, Nordic Naturals, Precious Cat Litter, and many more. There is free shipping with a minimum $49 order and no sales tax except New York, New Jersey, and Nevada. The link is on RadioPetLady.com. Support for Dog Talk comes from Precious Cat Litter, which is privately owned by Dr. Elsie, a feline-only veterinarian whose litters are designed to appeal to kitties and protect their health. Catatract Litter has a blend of herbs which entice cats into the litter box and has helped get thousands of cats back into their litter boxes. Precious Cat donates litter to shelters and rescues across the country. Support for Dog Talk also comes from PetFlow.com, which carries all the Precious Cat litters with special offers at RadioPetLady.com. And one of those special offers, by the way, is $10 off if you're a first-time user of PetFlow. If you go to my website, you find the secret code. Just like if you go to my website and you want to see any of the really cool things that Dr. Sean has in his PetCareNaturally.com website store, if you go to RadioPetLady.com, you get the secret code to get 10% off. So the point is, go to RadioPetLady.com, spend a little time there, learn more about our show, learn more about our advertisers, learn more about Dr. Sean's books, of which there are many, and they're on my website, and his wonderful online store, PetCareNaturally.com. Adele is on line four. Hey, Adele, welcome to Cat Chat and Dog Talk.
I don't know if you recall, Tracy, I know you've got such a broad listening group, but I called in for the first time last month as a new mom of some feral cats.
Yes, you called in to Cat Chat, right?
I did. I'm a new feral cat advocate.
We're very proud of you.
I want to
tell Sean what a cool person you are. Sean, these cats are like in her backyard. She was not a cat person, but she couldn't imagine leaving them. So she got all involved with the issue of how did she make a nice house for them and a nice shelter for them in the cold weather. She wanted to, you know, I sent her to Alley Cat Allies, and they gave her lots of good advice about how to build the shelter, how small the opening should be, to put straw, not hay, right, Adele? I mean, it was like all these rules about how to make a good feral cat shelter.
Absolutely. It's been a real adventure in my learnings.
Well, it's very
good job.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just been really wonderful. It just really touched a chord in my heart, and I'm just a real advocate now of these feral cats. And surprisingly, they're still coming around. There's seven of them.
Wow.
The mother, I don't see much. I just saw her the first time in about a month yesterday. They're eating. They look, you know, pretty healthy. We back up to woods so I can see them periodically playing in the woods. They're not using the shelters.
Really?
Tracy had advised me about the fellaway spray, which I have used. But, you know, I don't know what the reason is. They're not using them as far as I can tell. And what I would like to know, is there anything more I should be doing, especially in this frigid weather? I'm in Philadelphia. To care for these cats.
And they're outdoor cats, you said?
They're feral. They're really feral.
Oh,
but Adele did catch them. Did you have the help of a feral cat group to catch them and spay and neuter them?
Well, my son and I actually trapped them. We got the traps from this feral cat group. They're called Forgotten Cats.
Okay.
The woman who helped me is just a saint. She worked 7x24, always on call. And so one day I just sat by the window for 14 hours to ensure that we got every last one, and we got seven. They've all been neutered, got their immunizations, released them back into their habitat, and they come by twice a day to feed.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, she's doing everything great. Adele, are you sure they're not going in the shelters? You just see no sign of fur or anything in there?
I don't. I just did the Fellaway spray again a few days ago because it's been about a month, and you had said, you know, do it once a month. I cannot find the wipes, as you know.
It turns out I gave you bad advice that they're only in Europe and they're coming to the U.S. in March. So I sent everybody on a wild goose chase. But the spray should work just as well. And Dr. Sean, by the way, to anyone listening, Dr. Sean on his website, petcarenaturally.com, which you get to through radiopetlady.com to get that swell discount code secret word.
And people are already using that too, so thank you for visiting.
Yes, thank you guys for doing that, because all the Fellaway spray and the diffuser, which obviously you can't use outside because you need to plug it into an electric socket in a room, but also the Adaptil, which is the pheromones for dogs, Dr. Sean has all of those on his website, and it's important for Adele with her ferals, who really are going to be sensitive to these pheromones, which are a chemical communicator that makes cats feel comfortable. Do not buy the more kind of like supermarket brands that you'll find.
Yeah, the generic stuff. You know,
the generics,
that.
The supermarket or in a big box store, they have a very weak version of the pheromones, much, much weaker. Only veterinarians can sell the real deal, and Dr. Sean, being a veterinarian, is making it available to all the listeners. So if you have any cat problems with your indoor cats, they are just great to plug in the wall or spray on cat trees or places where cats have peed and shouldn't be. Adele, it's strange that they won't go in the houses. Were they ever dog houses, those houses, your shelters?
No, actually, we built them. My husband, God bless him, we took two large board wardrobes and we sealed them in plastic. And cut a small door in the front and an extra, and put this, and they're under our deck.
Yeah, that sounds great.
That sounds awesome. Here's what I would do. I would put the food in there. If you can put the dish of food in there, then they'll go in there to eat. And, you know, we would do that with anything with cats, right? I mean, Sean's a huge cat.
Yeah, and do the feel away again with the food in there. I think that's great.
Yeah. Then the food will draw them into the shelter. Adele, you know, I would want to be giving you the Cat Attract coupon, but giving cat litter to a woman looking after a feral colony is a little like bringing coals to Newcastle. It's like, what would she do with that? So you are the person who really deserves it tonight for the incredible effort you've made, and I'm really glad you found the new show and called in, because it inspires other people that might see stray cats that are wild to realize that it's really fun and interesting to make a safe space for them, right?
Oh, thank you. It truly is. I am loving it. And my last question is, I've been trying to look for feral cat advocacy groups to join, and I went to alleycats.org, as you suggested, Tracy, but there's none in my area. Any other advice to connect with a group?
Yes, the Humane Society of the United States has the most amazing map of all the feral groups in the country. And Philadelphia definitely has not one but more than one. I'm sure of it. So go to hsus.org. I believe on my website, I'm pretty sure I have a link to the – I do. They have – it's something called Friends of Ferals or something. And they've done a map. It's an amazing job. So every group in the country is on the map. And after you've looked there, and if by some chance you aren't successful, I'll get in touch with the really cool lady at HSUS, Nancy Peterson, who is the feral cat queen. And we will find you a group to join, because you deserve to, you know, pass on what you've learned and keep up the good spirits for all these little kitties that are out there in the cold.
Thank you. I'm just looking forward to doing that.
That is wonderful. Adele, congratulations on your big success, and give them their dinner inside the beautiful houses you made for them, and let them – maybe they don't like the decor.
Thank you so much.
Give them some contract paper. They could do the walls inside. Have a great night.
Good job, Adele. Thanks.
Take care.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure to talk to you. And those of you listening that are thinking, well, we don't know what we want to say, just call and say hi. We want to know you're out there. We really love knowing that you followed us from Dr. Sean's show on SiriusXM and from my shows. We love knowing that you're listening. Call, even if it's just to say hi. That's 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. And before we take a break, let's say hi to Stella on line two. Hey, Stella, welcome to Cat Chat and Dog Talk. Hello, Stella. Okay. We are not hearing Stella. So I think what we'll do is I'm going to read one of the really cool emails that we got. I don't know where
we got a bunch. That'll be great.
Oh, we have so many great ones. And our wonderful engineer Doug seems to have gotten lost with Stella somewhere down the tubes. This is one. There was a really neat lady. Do you remember the very first show? This really neat lady called us from the hills in Southern California, where she lived in a gated community, and they all went dog walking together.
Yes, yes, yes.
It was so cute. Her name was Patricia, and she was just darling. And I've since invited all of Patricia's dog-loving, dog-walking friends to listen in. If any of you are listening, we consider you the pooch party, the California pooch party. So a gal wrote called Margot, and she said, "I thank Patricia for hooking us up. Our standard poodle was the ideal travel dog, but we're building a home on the north coast of California. It's a windy stretch we have to travel, and now he gets anxious each time we get into the car, and he starts to pant big time. Do you think a dog sling in the backseat would help, or have you heard about the anxiety wrap? Thanks, Margot." Well, ironically, anxiety wrap, Sean, has been a sponsor of my website and of Dog Talk for years, and just this week was sold to a wonderful originally British company called In the Company of Animals. I don't know if you're aware of this guy, Roger Mugford, but he started the Halty, and they have all the Nino Ottison, like, IQ toys for dogs. The anxiety wrap is a very good solution. The adaptable collar is also sensational, which Dr. Sean has on his website. I would even go so far as to say that spraying adaptable spray on the anxiety wrap, either before or after you put it on, would be a great idea. The anxiety wrap works with torso compression. Anyone who saw that really cool HBO movie where Claire Danes played Temple Grandin? Did you happen to catch that, Sean? It was really cool. And Sean lives in Texas, which is cattle country. And the whole idea for the idea that compressing the torso, the way in many cultures women swaddle their babies, they wrap them really tightly and then put them on their back. And being wrapped tightly keeps the children very calm and very quiet and still. That's the idea of the anxiety wrap, that compression, like a big hug around their body, is very relaxing. And for dogs with thunderstorm phobia, like my Scooby-Doo, it's the difference between a dog panting, pacing, crying, freaking out, trembling. You put the anxiety wrap on, he's much better. But for travel, the combination of the anxiety wrap and the adaptable collar that Dr. Sean has on his website, petcarenaturally.com, is a great combination. Don't you think that that's the best move? I'm glad that she doesn't have a vet who told her to tranquilize the dog, aren't you?
Yeah, actually, this is a really good point, because I've talked about this before on my prior show, that a lot of doctors, when people come in with a dog especially that has any anxiety, typically thunderstorm phobias, but sometimes traveling in the car, will suggest that the client take home a prescription of ACE Promazine, which is also called ACE for short. And that is actually the worst thing to do, because ACE Promazine does not relieve anxiety, it tranquilizes the pet. So imagine, for example, that you're scared of going in an elevator. You need something to reduce your anxiety while you're trying to get used to going in the elevator. If we just tranquilize you and throw you in there, you're still scared to death, but you're so tranquilized and punch drunk and can't walk straight, you're even more stressed out. So ACE Promazine should only be used as part of an anti-anxiety program if we're already doing everything else we've just talked about to reduce anxiety, but maybe need a little tranquilization. So no ACE Promazine to replace the anxiety wrap or the adaptable collars or sprays Tracy mentioned. Also, there's a product on the website called Stress Away, which is a little treat. So I would do the adaptable spray on the wrap, maybe in the car too if there's some anxiety there. Give them a little Stress Away treat as needed. And I think those two or three things would work really well. And if we had to go to something stronger, like a Prozac-type drug, I'd be okay with that short term. But really, if we can do things naturally, we don't have to use these expensive people drugs that have some side effects. And we can sometimes solve the problems just naturally. I hardly ever have to use these drugs in my practice. We use all these therapies that Tracy and I just mentioned, and they work really well.
And then the other thing is, if it weren't a big dog, a standard poodle, you know, like the Sleepy Pod carrier. I mean, one of the things that
don't
do enough is, and Sleepy Pod is just the coolest California company designed to be not just very groovy looking, but really comfy for cats and for small dogs. Dr. Sean, oh, I'm so bad. Last week when Melanie called to say hi from Sleepy Pod, I said, maybe we could get a Sleepy Pod for Dr. Sean's ragdoll, and maybe he could even sell them to his cat clients, and I forgot. I'm going to follow up this week. I swear. I am. Okay, so we're going to go to a break, but Becky, I know you're on line one, and it's my mistake that I wasn't reading my notes properly from our wonderful Doug, the engineer. So we have two callers. We're going to come right back to you guys. We're going to take a quick break for messages, and Dr. Sean, the natural vet, and I are going to be right back. This show is also supported by Halo, a small private company owned in part by Ellen DeGeneres, where they genuinely are dedicated to pet health. The company emphasizes giving back by making impressive charitable donations through freekibble.com to shelters and rescues because they believe that less fortunate felines and canines deserve great nutrition too. You are what you eat is true for animals as well as for us, which is why Halo is the only kibble I feed my own dogs. Halo uses real meat in their kibble, no scary mystery ingredients that are permitted in rendered kibble. There are even shreds of real vegetables along with the dry nuggets. It's why I'd love you to try Halo too. The good folks at PetFlow.com have found a way to surprise you and your pets every month with their Spoiled Rotten Club. There's a separate Spoiled Rotten box for cats and dogs, and each is filled with treats, toys, and accessories you may have never seen before. And all the edible products are made in the USA. It costs only $24.99, which is less than the actual cost of all the amazing goodies in the box. And shipping is free. It makes a great gift that keeps on giving, especially if you're the grandparent of fur kids, because everybody knows grandparents spoil the grandchildren. Go to RadioPetLady.com for the link from PetFlow.com right to the Spoiled Rotten Club. Support for Dog Talk comes from Precious Cat Litter, which is privately owned by Dr. Elsie, a feline-only veterinarian whose litters are designed to appeal to kitties and protect their health. Respiratory relief litter is low dust for pussycats with asthma, which makes it healthy for people and other pets in the family, too. Precious Cat donates litter to shelters and rescues across the country. Support for Dog Talk also comes from PetFlow.com, which carries all the Precious Cat litters with special offers at RadioPetLady.com. We are back, and those of you waiting to call in, do not wait. Get your dialing finger ready and call us. 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And we are very pleased to say hi to Becky because Becky wrote to us with a really interesting question from Arnold, Pennsylvania, and she's here with us. Becky, welcome to Cat Chat and Dog Talk.
Hi, Tracy. Thank you.
It's a pleasure. Well, Becky, I just want you to know this, Dr. Sean, used to listen, maybe she still does because they're still in replays, listening at 6 in the morning driving to work.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Yes.
And she was
so darling.
That was so great. Well, I guess they still keep it on playing it, but as you know, we're not really there anymore. It's like phantom. You have a great question about your ragdoll, and Dr. Sean has a gorgeous ragdoll himself.
I do.
So you are in the right place to ask a ragdoll question. Go right ahead.
Okay, perfect. I have about a 9.5-year-old male ragdoll. His name is Java. He's a rather big cat. About a year ago, he started experiencing, he would be chewing at like the base of his tail, but on the side, more like at the very tops of his legs. And he would chew so much, not to the point of skin irritation, but he would chew the fur down to little nubs that you would swear, you know, I shaved him and it had started to grow back. That's how the little nubbies felt on either side. Now, and then it cleared up. I treat him with flea medication. He's an indoor cat. I don't open the door and let him run. He does like to go out when the weather is nice. I let him out in the yard. My yard is pretty much cat-proof. He doesn't climb, you know, the fence or anything like that. So I don't know if he could have gotten something outside, but here a year later, it's coming back. And I've also heard that it's a possibility that it could be dry skin. I don't see anything flaking. He's very soft. I brush him. I groom him. But I just wondered your thoughts on why this is happening and what it can do to, you know, possibly prevent it from happening again.
Dr. Sean tells you, I want to ask, what flea medication did you use? Did you use something on his skin?
I did. I used that Advantage.
Okay, so I just want to let you know that Vectra for Cats is one of the sponsors of this show by our invitation for people who live in areas where there's a possibility of fleas, like you've already experienced them somehow. You don't just use it for no good reason, which is something Dr. Sean will explain.
Right.
It is a topical, which the science behind, the chemicals behind, the older products, which are now actually generic, and there are generics made of them, are basically out of date. The fleas and the ticks, of course, in the case of cats, there's no tick medication you can use. They've completely, it's like antibiotics that the bugs have gotten used to, so to speak. What Vectra has in it is not only an instant kill of fleas that in scientific studies way surpasses any other product, but more importantly, it kills all three life cycles of the flea. It may be that what you're seeing is the recurrence of the life cycle of the flea, because these topicals, the reason they're so valuable is they not only kill the infestation or even one flea that may be on a cat or a dog, but it allows that the larva and the pupae, which are the other life stages of the flea, are also eradicated. Otherwise, all you do is kind of clean the dirt, if you will, on the surface and not what you can't see. But Dr. Sean may have some thoughts about omega-3 fish oil, if in fact it's dry skin, or some other questions to ask you. Sean?
All right. So I think, as Tracy said, if we're suspecting fleas, I think using Vectra would be wonderful. You know, a lot of people get kind of surprised that as a holistic doctor, I'll actually recommend sometime these flea products. And, you know, I don't like to overuse chemicals, but as Tracy and I have talked about before, if they're necessary, use them. Get the problem under control, then back off a little bit. We don't want to create flea resistance, as she mentioned, with some other products, et cetera. Vectra is a new product. It's a good product. We'd like to keep it around for a while, so we want to use it appropriately. I think the fatty acids like Nordic Naturals or something like that would be great. I'm going to also give you a plug. If your ragdoll is as nice as my ragdoll Dysa is, and lets me bathe her, if you can bathe your little boy, the Dr. Sean's Itch Relief Shampoo is specifically formulated for dry, itchy skin, and you can use it every day if you need to. For a cat, maybe once or twice a week would be ideal. Then I would suggest, if this doesn't help, we might once again talk to the doctor and say, okay, we've done these things for fleas, we've done these things for the itchy skin, we've done some fatty acids which are anti-inflammatory. Could we have something else going on? Do we need a little skin scraping for mange? Could we have allergies, in which case we might need some herbal allergy support? Maybe short-term low-dose prednisone orally, not by injection, would be safer. And that's kind of the way that I approach these itchy cats.
Okay. So there's a few things you can try, but one of them is that we certainly, if you go to RadioPetLady.com, Becky, where you've already been, then you go to the spot for the show, Cat Chat and Dog Talk, and you'll see the link to Dr. Sean's show and the secret discount code. And his own shampoo that is formulated for itchiness is a wonderful thing to have. You said that you get him groomed four times a year, and he's good with the groomer. He'd much rather be groomed at home by mom, don't you think, Sean? I mean, I know a lot of dogs and cats that'll go, but they're kind of freaked about it.
No, if you could do anything at home, that's better. Or have a groomer come to your house. Get a mobile groomer.
No, I wouldn't mind trying to groom him, but I don't know any secrets to, you know, I've never seen him while he's getting groomed. I don't know what they do to, you know, I'm sure he would freak out if he gets wet. So I really don't know how I would do that at home. Do you have any tips for first time?
Well, has he ever bathed, or has he ever been bathed?
By you? Another thing you could do, Becky, is go to the groomer with him and watch.
Yeah.
I mean, if she doesn't want you to watch, that would be very strange. And say you want to bring your own shampoo. She might be using something that's not as pure and natural as Dr. Sean's.
Yeah, and you can bring that shampoo with you. And like I said, the groomer can show you how to bathe them. I have found that most cats don't mind the water as much as the sound of the running, rushing water that we get out of our tub. So using like a shower head extension where you put it right up against the you have some nice, warm, not too hot water, seems to do better. Sometimes you can actually have some water already in the tub and with a cup or a bowl, gently pour it. I just don't think they like the sound of that running, splashing water as much. Now, some cats don't like the water at all. If you start as kittens, we don't have this problem. But even for older cats, most older cats that come to my practice, if they'll let me play with them and handle them, I can gently bathe them. I do it quickly. Then we get them out of the tub and dry them quickly, and they do very well.
So it might be a good idea.
I'm willing to give that a try.
The other thing I would recommend is, I'm hoping you don't feed dry food, because if you listen to Cat Chat before, you know that I'm pretty strict about no dry food. Dry food can cause.
Right, and I will admit, I do. I also feed him wet food. He gets wet food every day. He looks forward to me walking in the door to get the wet food.
Okay, so let's have
so
him look forward
have the dry
to you coming
food
home
out.
And only giving him wet food. You're going to send me your mailing address. This is true of anyone listening to the show. You write to radiopetlady@gmail.com. And I send your mailing address, which no one else will use for anything else, to Whole Life Pet, and you'll get these fabulous treats. So instead of feeding highly processed carbohydrates to the cat, which often shows up in the fur and the skin, the fact that you're feeding the wrong fuel to an obligate carnivore, they should have maximum 10% carbs in their diet. They're meant to just have an all-meat diet, a mouse, a bird, mm-hmm. a bug, a lizard. If you can wean him off the kitty crack, I think you're going to find that a combination of that and putting some Nordic Naturals pet oil on his food will also help relieve some of this discomfort on his skin. Becky, you are going to win the Cat Attract coupon for tonight.
Yay!
Oh, because you know what? You are so devoted to your Java, and you also said this darling thing at the end of your email. You said, thanks for reading and offering your advice. As a reward to Java, I'm going to check out the Necco Flies toy for him. He's such a good, good boy. Take good care and keep doing good by our pets. That is just such a sweet sentiment. The Necco Flies toy is fantastic. And starting in February, we're going to have Necco Flies contests on the show. We haven't figured out what they're going to be yet. But it's the coolest toy in the world. Ellen, who designed it and created it, just loves cats so deeply. And she's very excited about the new show. So you're going to be the Precious Cat coupon winner. That's up to $20 worth of a big jug of it. And I think Java's going to love Cat Attract litter, too. So thank you for the call. Take all of our fabulous advice. And I bet you that his skin's going to get a lot better. And you know, at certainly once or twice, you should get the Vectra. On my website, you'll see how to reach them. If your own vet doesn't carry it, we have to find out if Dr. Sean is allowed to send it, you know, like through the mail. I don't know. He might not. They're pretty strict. Okay. They want basically the vet to know your animal. But all those things together should do wonders, okay?
Okay.
We really
appreciate all of your tips, and I thank you.
We thank you. We thank you for writing and caring so much about Java.
And good luck with Java. Don't worry about bathing him. I think he'll do fine.
I think he'll be good. You'll have fun.
This
might be a great new adventure. My book, The Cat Bible, actually describes how to bathe a cat. It's quite funny. It might be more. It's good to have a second person there the first time. Let's put it that way. But we really do appreciate your devotion to him. And I'm going to put his picture up on my website, all of the wonderful photos that people send of their kitties. There's a great photo gallery, and I'll send you the link to it so you have bragging rights to your friends, okay?
Oh, how nice. Well, thank you so much for all your time and your tips, and I will take the advice to heart and give everything that you suggested a try.
Terrific.
You're going to like that cat attract litter. I use that for my cats, and they love it.
Yeah, which is kind of neat because we wanted them to be sponsors of the show, and Dr. Sean already personally was using it.
We sell out of that stuff. I mean, people love it. And the Cat Attract, the little herbal powder you put in there, not only helps attract the cats to the litter, it's a really nice natural deodorizer. And I'll tell you a story about that, Tracy. Many, many years ago, before I started using that Cat Attract kind of deodorizing attractant that they have, I thought one time, you know what, let me just try like some Arm & Hammer baking soda kind of stuff and throw that in there. Oh, the cats hated it. They came out itching. It was, oh my goodness, it was like an allergic reaction. So I was like, okay, we're not doing that.
I would have done that too because it sounds like a thrifty, natural kind of thing. Baking soda is supposed to be so natural.
But obviously the pet needs to like it and respond to it. And actually, I had tried that in my I used the scented one when my little bird was alive many years ago. I used the scented product in the bottom of the bird cage because bird cages stink with all the poop in the bottom. Bird had almost an immediate allergic reaction to it. Of course, birds are so sensitive. So I think using the Cat Attract herbal product, I love the smell of it. Just a little tiny bit, you mix it with the litter, and it literally deodorizes for, several days or sometimes up to a week.
Nice. And the other thing to remember is that because litter is really heavy, the idea of lugging it home is a real bore, but the idea of paying shipping is out of the question. Yeah. So if you go to petflow.com and you put CATCHAT10 in the code box. I shouldn't tell you this on the air. You should have to go to RadioPetLady.com. But I'm telling you, if you go to PetFlow.com and you've never been a customer before and you put CATCHAT10 in the code box because you listen to this show, you get $10 off your first order and free shipping with a minimum order. So I don't see how you can go wrong. You get a bunch of great pet foods like Waruva. They carry the Nordic Naturals. And you get Catatrac litter. Except for, of course, Becky doesn't have to because she has the free coupon, which will last her for quite a while. Okay, we're going to be back in a minute with Mike. We need to go on a break because we're trying to be disciplined, and so far we're doing so well. Thank you all for listening. Those of you who are debating whether to call, we're heading into the end of the first hour, so I would say now is a good time. 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. 6008. Dr. Shawn, the natural vet, and I are going to be right back. This show is also brought to you by Whole Life Pet, a family-owned and run company that makes small batches of treats by hand in their state-of-the-art freeze-drying machines at their location in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, using one pure protein, poultry, meat, fish, and cheese. All their products are sourced, produced, and packaged in the United States, assuring quality and safety along with support for the American economy. Send your mailing address to RadioPetLady@gmail.com for a free box of Whole Life Pet samples. Support for the show comes from Waruva, a family-owned company that makes canned food for cats and little dogs in a facility that makes people food, which means the ingredients are good enough for us to eat. They use smaller-bodied fish in their recipes for optimal health for your pets. All the varieties of Waruva and their more economical BFF, Best Feline Friend brand, are available at PetFlow.com, which is also a supporter of this program, with special offers at RadioPetLady.com. Dr. Shawn's online store at PetCareNaturally.com offers feel-away for cats and adaptal diffusers and collars for dogs, along with many of the supplements he uses in his own practice of integrative holistic medicine. He has developed a number of healthy products like itch relief shampoo, all-natural herbal earwash, olive leaf plus, and CI support, supplements to support the immune system for pets with cancers. Go to RadioPetLady.com to get the 10% off code and monthly specials for Dr. Shawn's store at PetCareNaturally.com. Well, we are back, and we are going to talk to Mike, who I think is still on the phone, if he's the patient fellow I know him to be. Welcome to Cat Chat and Dog Talk, Mike.
Hi, Tracy. Thanks for having me.
It's a delight to have you here. Are you just calling to say hey, or do you have something special you want to ask Dr. Shawn or me?
Oh, I always have questions, Tracy, but tonight I'm just calling to say hey. I've enjoyed your show. I think it's fantastic, and I just wanted to say hello.
Oh, this
well, hello back to you.
This is Mike, the dog food advisor. See, I thought this was Mike from Sleepy Pod. Oh, my God. The number one website in the United States for people trying to find information about pet food, Dog Food Advisor. And here he is, the lunatic who has checked out. How many dog foods have you actually analyzed, Dr. Mike?
We have about 750 to 800 product lines representing about 3,000 plus recipes right now.
Oh, and they've analyzed all of them, Shawn. Can you believe it?
That's unbelievable.
I know. All just because he wants to. He's a human dentist. He's just obsessed with finding out what's really in pet food. Obsessed. Am I right to say that?
I think it's correct. I'm starting to have dreams of dog food. Continual.
Well, I think it's so adorable and so great. He's hooked up. I hooked him up with Dr. Donna Spector, who's a wonderful board-certified internist who does second opinion work on my other show and is really knowledgeable about nutrition, and I'm sure she's given Mike some help as well. I understand that you're considering putting your toe in the cat food water. Is that true, or is that just a rumor?
It's true in a sense that we're actually in the planning stages of it right now, and So that's why we're paying a lot more attention to listening to programs like yours and trying to determine if there is a need for that before we plunge into it. Dog Food Advisor took us about 4.5 years to build and to get where it is right now, and I would imagine it would take Cat Food Advisor maybe not quite as much time, but still an awful lot of time and investment. But we're looking at it, and it looks like something, an area that we'd like to take a better look at.
Well, Dr. Shawn and I would love to be supportive of whatever you do. Shawn, Dog Food Advisor takes no advertising. This is not like a money-making proposition. This is just the passionate work of one man. Like, I don't know, isn't that how Edison invented electricity? It just takes one person to tire.
Just one person with a great idea getting to work.
Exactly, exactly. So you have Dr. Sean and me, both of us care a lot about what pets eat, and we'd love to be supportive in any way we can of Cat Food Advisor.
Well, it's really nice of you guys. I do have to sort of correct this, and that we do have to pay for some costs. We have a team now of three researchers that we have to pay, and so we do that by having a link on our site that takes people over to PetFlow, and I also have a directory that we have to allow local pet food retailers to find customers and for customers to find the brands that they're looking for. So it's no longer
really
just a work of love.
I understand
that. We definitely don't allow manufacturers to advertise anywhere on the site because it would make us biased, and we simply can't permit that. So we enforce that. We get offers constantly from advertisers, but if they're in the business of making pet food, it would be inappropriate for us to rate the food if they're advertising on a site. But retailers are another story.
That's right. We need them. I mean, people need the retailers. We love PetFlow.com. They're one of the sponsors of the show, and it's an amazing way for people that live in parts of the country inaccessible to, you know, a small brick-and-mortar kind of premium retailer of pet foods. But the fact that you're there to support those retailers means a lot to us because – if they weren't there, people wouldn't have any way to try these different foods and to experiment and to see the difference.
You're right. You know, I think finding the right food is only half the battle. And all of a sudden, after you've found the food you really like, then you're puzzled, where do you get this? And
that's
if
right.
You live in a small town like I do, the pickings are slim. And so online retailers now offer something we didn't have a few years ago. It allows people in remote areas like where I live to pick up different foods that wouldn't be accessible. And then also, like I said, there are even in areas that are larger, the larger metropolitan areas, it's sometimes very difficult to know where to go out and get the pet food if you'd prefer to buy it. So,
well, let me ask you this.
The other half.
I think you have a copy of the Dog Bible, do you not?
Oh, I certainly do.
Well, then I would like to say...
I couldn't be without it.
You're so dear. I would just like to say that it seems to me, what could be more appropriate, Dr. Sean, than the Dog Food Advisor having be the winner of the Mini Leash Dog Bible bookmark. It's a little tiny mini leash made just to fit the Dog Bible, and it's a limited
edition. I think that's a great
idea. Don't you think?
Absolutely.
All right, so Mike, you're going to send me your mailing address. You are the winner of the Mini Leash bookmark, and now you will be able to like mark the page you wanted to check something of, and just send
cool.
me your mailing
Tracy,
address.
That's great, Sean. Thank you so much.
You'll enjoy
You're welcome.
It. You'll enjoy it. It's a little special. We're trying to give little prizes to people for listening to the new show and calling in because it's a community we're trying to rebuild or bring it over from where we built it before. And it's great to have you as
you
part of it.
You guys are doing a great job. Horrific.
You're very sweet.
Doing a great job, too. I think it's a great reward, just as a little tiny way of us saying thank you for a great job you're doing.
That's
and
right.
really, in an unbiased way, letting people really know what's in their pet's food. As you know, Tracy
yep.
and I are so big on the proper diet. No matter what I advise my clients, if you're feeding bad food, my advice is only going to be so good.
That's right. That's exactly right. It does, we are what we eat.
Yes.
And the Dog Food Advisor grew out of a passion, and truly a passion that became an obsession that's become a calling in a way. So the other thing
you
you're going to get
– by the way, is he still there?
Is Mike still
yes.
here? I think he is. Yep.
So I was just kind of curious, with all the research you've done, maybe you can share with our listeners, what's one of the things you've learned with all of your research that really kind of surprised you about pet food?
Good question.
Well, I think the most surprising thing is the amount of carbohydrates that are in, and remember, I'm excluding cat food where it's even more
yes.
appalling. But
right.
So many people really believe that carbohydrates play an important role in a dog's diet, and they do in a way. They're a very, if you're looking for a very cost effective way to add energy, calories.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the thing that surprised me the most when I began to study pet food, how much of the food is made out of carbohydrates and how carbohydrates are really not listed as such on the label. You guys know this, but a lot of listeners
right.
may not, that There are really only three macronutrients, protein, fats, and carbohydrates, and of those three, only one of them is not essential in any way for an animal. You could give up every carbohydrate, and yet your body has the ability, and so does a dog, have the ability to manufacture whatever protein or fat they need whatever carbohydrate they need from the proteins and fats that are in their diet. There are essential fats and there are essential amino acids that are inside a protein, but there is no known essential carbohydrate, and yet that is over 50%. The average carbohydrate we found in our database in a kibble is right around 49%, just about half.
Sure. You know, one thing I'll tell people, because I know Tracy likes to refer to the dry cat food as kitty crack, and I have to admit myself, I'm kind of a carb addict. I love carbs. I also like meat a lot. I'll eat my vegetables and fruits, but I really love carbs. And I think just using myself as an example, and we can relate this to the cats that like the kitty crack, when you're used to the carbs, which tend to taste pretty good depending upon the carbs, and they do give you a very inexpensive quick source of energy, it is kind of hard to break that addiction. So I think especially for cats, as Tracy likes to point out all the time, if we don't get them addicted to that, we don't have to worry about trying to break that addiction later. Especially in my practice, as Tracy knows and my listeners know, you know, I'm not quite as tough on my cat owners if they are choosing to feed some dry food, as long as they understand later in life when I really may want them to go to a wet food only for cats with diabetes, or that we talked about liver problems or that kind of thing, that sometimes it's harder. So, you know, my advice is if for some reason the pet owner chooses to feed some dry food, even for cats, at least make sure we're getting some canned food in there to make it easier down the road if we have to wean them off the dry food for some reason.
Which is really good advice.
Really good advice, but I'd like to add to that if I may, if you're going to feed a kibble, kibble is not like a light bulb that's on or off. Kibble, not kibble. But there's a vast array of how much carbohydrate is in that kibble. And I think a well-meaning pet owner, particularly a cat owner, if you're going to feed a kibble, look at the label and become aware of how much of that kibble is made out of carbohydrate. It's a big difference feeding a cat a kibble that's made out of 50% carbs versus one that, as Tracy mentioned a few minutes ago, that's 10% or less carbs.
Yes.
It's a big difference.
No, I agree.
Huge. And I must say that if any of you aren't familiar with my show Dog Talk, tons of people catch it on iTunes because it's podcast after it's live on NPR in the Hamptons and in the Berkshires on Robinhood Radio as well as on Peconic Public Broadcasting. But I've had some really fantastic guests recently who are sort of nutrition mavens. The University of Tennessee has a couple of brilliant doctors. One of them knows of you, Sean. Her name is Donna Radetic, and she teaches alternative medicine at U of Tennessee.
Yes, I know of her too, yes.
Yes, and she thinks the world of you, and she's really excited about our new show. And I had her on recently, and the show will air soon. Mike, you got to catch it. She talks about metabolic syndrome and this absolutely fascinating on a cellular level, the effect of carbohydrates on the body, on the blood sugar, on the organs, on the whole way that the body works. Glycemic syndrome being part of metabolic syndrome. It's really riveting, and I think that one of the interesting things that happens when we raise our awareness of what we're feeding our pets is carbs becomes, as corn is, a four-letter word. And we begin to understand it for ourselves and our kids too. And Dr. Elizabeth Hodgkins, who's very adamant about kitty crack and joined me in my anti-kitty crack campaign, and is herself someone who's very much of that for herself personally and for her Championessa cats, very much of an almost zero-carb diet. That's simply what she's chosen for herself for all the health reasons that she feels that it gives her. She had read this really interesting article in Scientific American about how carb addiction, and you use the word addiction and craving more, Sean,
It's
actually measurable on a cellular level. The cell's carbohydrate load, and when that load is decreased, once you get them up to enough Dunkin' Donuts and you drop off on the donuts, the addiction is actually driven not just by pathways in your brain, but by the cells themselves. Mm-hmm. That's kind of scary stuff. So,
yeah, we're learning so much now about how supplements affect our cells. And like I said, you know, I admit that I love carbs. I admit
That's
I have to watch what I'm doing. Of course, I can exercise self-control. But I understand when you're addicted to any sort of food. I say addicted. I mean, I don't have to have a carb tomorrow. I will, but I don't have to survive. But
just try and stop him, folks. I challenge you.
If you offer me a great plate of pasta, I'm going to be at the table to eat it.
But
if you offered me, like tonight I had fish, salad, and some organic onion rings. Okay, wow. That was, you know, I guess we had a little panko breadcrumb. That was kind of my carb. But that was a great meal. I loved it.
Yes.
But also for me, you know, there is that craving. I do get hungry, and so I have to put something in there. So my goal is always try to find the healthiest things I can eat. And I love to use myself as an example when I talk about pet owners and try to help them. And I say, you know what, we give you all this great advice, but don't get overwhelmed. You know, in the summer when I was in college, and you're going to freak out when I tell you this, but when I was way back in college many, many years ago, I didn't drink water, hated water, didn't like the taste of water. I drink a lot of water now, probably need to drink more, but I used to hate the taste of water. I worked as an EMT at the hospital, and I actually lived at the hospital as one of the techs. So I had all my meals for free and all my little snacks for free. Well, I remember one summer when I was lifeguarding, and it's like 100 degrees in the summer here in Texas, I would drink minimum a six-pack of Coca-Cola a day. Now,
whoa.
Horrible for your body. No offense to Coke, but it's horrible stuff for your body.
Yes.
But that's what I craved. And it took a while to break away from that. And now I might drink a Coke, I don't know, every few months, maybe kind of, sort of. But once you break away, you don't miss it as much. And actually your body doesn't want it or crave it. So what I tell owners, when you're trying to, you know, work with your own diet or your pet's diet, you can do things in stages. You don't have to go from six Cokes a day to none. You can go from six to five.
Right, you're right.
And little tiny steps are how you break away from these addictive things that ultimately are not good for us or our pets in the long run.
It's a really good analogy. And, Mike, you're going to be getting Whole Life Pet Treats that are just pure freeze-dried protein in the mail, along with your wonderful Mini Leash Dog Bible bookmark. And for people who think their dogs and cats really need to crunch on something and really need to have that like crunchy treat, instead of giving the equivalent of a potato chip, you give a Whole Life treat, which is protein. And you begin to understand that the choices we make, I mean, Sean, you've often said you do have the choice. Well, of course, you're married to a wonderful woman who made a choice for you, probably what you were going to eat tonight.
I've been married. I don't have any choices anymore, but you know what I mean.
That's right. Good point. Yes, of course you don't. And you have a daughter. So between the two of them.
I've told what my choices are. That's right.
Yeah, you're cooked. But at least you have the choice. And as you say about the animals, if we're stuffing their face full of carbs and all we're giving them for dinner is a bowl with a bunch of fried, baked, sprayed, you know, extruded dough, which is really what kibble is at the end of the day, except for the really good ones that Mike referred to, then we don't really give them much choice. You know, we're kind of just sending them down the tubes on a carb raft.
Absolutely.
So I don't know if Mike is still there or he's like going, are these two going to ever shut up?
I'm totally with you. I hardly have anything to add. The only thing I do want to remind everyone is that our metabolism from species to species is different. We probably have more in common with a cat as far as carbs go. Dogs are a little bit immune. They don't get type 2 diabetes. And,
right.
But cats and us humans.
That's a good point.
If you really want to have an eye-opener of a book, I think reading Gary Taubes' book, Why We Get Fat, which is directed to human beings, will teach you why it's directly related to insulin. You know, we're so obsessed as human beings to get on the scale because we use that as a way to determine whether we're overweight or not. But that's really the wrong thing, because being overweight, you want your bone density to increase, you want your muscle density to increase, and you want fat in certain parts of your body to increase.
That's right.
You don't want belly fat. Belly fat is deposited there because of raised insulin. And so, I think we have much more in common with cats. I think dogs can get away with some carbs, and I don't think they have the problem. But I do believe with cats we have a real serious issue going on when you buy kibbles indiscriminately and assume they're all about the same. They are absolutely not.
Well, it's a really great point. We need to send you back to the researchers and say the dogs have now had 700 brands. It's time for the kitties. Okay?
Yeah. Right.
Thank you for the call, Mike. We're really
thanks, Mike. Good meeting you. Call anytime.
You too,
call
Sean.
Call anytime.
Thanks, Tracy. Thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
It's a real pleasure. Thank you for the invitation to call in. Of course, there I was thinking, Mike from Sleepy Pot? Oh, my God. But it was Mike from Dog Food
Advisor.
He is
a really neat guy, isn't he? I really enjoyed
him. He's so neat, Sean. And when you go to dogfoodadvisor.com, you will see this amazing, it's called a dashboard. For every single brand, they show you on a dashboard, like the dashboard of a car, the fat, carb, and protein content. That's pretty neat.
All right,
we're gonna go to a quick break, and then we have Leah, and we're going to talk to you in just a minute. Leah, thank you for your patience while we nattered on. Those of you who want to call, it's 888-627-6008. We are here for a whole another hour and really looking forward to you calling. That's 888-627-6008. We'll be right back. This show is supported by the pheromone products Feelaway for cats and Adaptil for dogs, which are used to create a positive environment for pets experiencing any kind of stress. Pheromones are chemical communicators that replicate a signal of comfort in your pet's brain and are especially comforting for newly adopted cats and dogs. Feelaway diffusers and spray for cats help with feline behavior issues in a multi-cat household, for out-of-litter box issues, and to get a cat used to her carrier for travel or vet visits. Adaptil for dogs helps alleviate anxiety and stress-related symptoms in puppies and adult dogs, and comes in a diffuser, spray, and the most effective way, a collar. You can find the pheromone products, Feelaway and Adaptil, through the link at RadioPetLady.com to Dr. Sean's own website store, PetCareNaturally.com. Cat Chat and Dog Talk is also brought to you by Platinum Performance, a supplement scientifically shown to improve the cognitive ability of dogs in a study designed to measure their learning ability. The dogs supplemented with Platinum Performance Canine Wellness learn faster than every other dog in the control group, navigating through a maze with greater ease than the ones not taking the supplement. When the dogs were tested on how well they remembered the skills learned in the first phase, dogs on Platinum Performance Canine Wellness demonstrated superior memory by completing the tasks more quickly. To give your aging dog that mental edge, especially as she gets older, go to the RadioPetLady.com website to find free samples and learn more. Vector 3D for Dogs also brings you this show. It is a safe and effective topical anti-tick and flea treatment you put on your dog's skin once a month to repel ticks, fleas, mosquitoes, sandflies, lice, and mites. In scientific tests, Vector 3D was shown to kill ticks fast and reliably for the entire month. Unlike older products, which don't last the full 30 days and only kill ticks that bite your dog, which actually transmits Lyme and other tick-borne diseases, with Vector 3D, ticks are killed just by coming into contact with your dog, but it's still safe for the people in your family. Vector for Dogs and Cats is the anti-flea topical treatment that not only repels and kills fleas, but kills all three life cycles of the flea, ridding you of them permanently. Vector is only available from practicing veterinarians. To learn more and find out how your own vet can get the Vector products, go to RadioPetLady.com. We are back. Dr. Sean, the natural vet, and I, Cat Chat and Dog Talk. We are so glad you found us. Delighted to have you here. We have a whole nother hour, so sit back and enjoy the calls that we have and some of the really, really interesting emails that we're going to answer after we say hi to Leah. Welcome to Cat Chat and Dog Talk, Leah.
Hi.
Howdy. What can we help you with?
Well, I have a question. Last week I vacuumed my home, and I just got I took in a stray cat, and I vacuumed my home, and then I took Callie is her name. I took Callie to the vet to get Revolution because I saw that she was scratching and everything, mm-hmm. and I managed to get as much as I could on it because I did it by myself, which I won't be doing in the future because she moved. it wasn't pleasant. But I got some in, and the next day I saw some fleas were dead. But she's still scratching, and I don't know why.
When a flea bites a cat or a dog, all it takes is one flea, and Sean will talk to you about this. It is the saliva that the flea deposits on the skin with the bite that causes the allergic reaction. And that allergic reaction doesn't stop just because the flea has died. Just like any allergy, once it's begun, it has a life cycle of its own, the allergic reaction, the inflammation, the itchy, the scratchy. So what do you recommend to people in that situation, Sean?
Okay, well, as you mentioned, this is something that's fairly unique to flea allergies. When you think of like an ant bite, for example, you're probably going to itch that day, or your pet will itch maybe tomorrow. Flea bite allergy dermatitis has two totally different allergic components to it, as Tracy mentioned. First is the immediate reaction, what's called the immediate hypersensitivity or type 1 hypersensitivity. And then sometimes a few days to a few weeks later, the fleas are gone. The saliva, as Tracy mentioned, still is within your pet's skin,
and we
get a secondary itchiness coming up. So you'll look for fleas, they're gone, but your pet still is itching from the fleas. Now, if this goes on for a long time, of course, your pet could also have allergies to other things. But assuming the pet is uncomfortable, of course, using the Dr. Sean's Itch Relief Shampoo on a daily basis to keep the fleas under control and clean the skin and reduce itching and inflammation is important. Nordic Naturals fish oil is very good at 2 to 3 times the label dose. If these pets are really uncomfortable, and many dogs and cats with flea allergies are very uncomfortable, they've got to have some oral prednisolone, a little bit of steroid, for about 3 to 5, 5 to 7 days. Low dose, not going to hurt anything. Antioxidants are helpful. I'm starting to add some more products to my website that are some of the herbs we use in our practice, so we'll have those available soon too. But just a nice, well-rounded approach that relies on a little bit of drug if needed, but a lot of topical cleansing. And then something like the Vectra for fleas. You know, the Revolution's a combination flea and heartworm medicine. If your pet doesn't need the flea part, just use plain heartworm medicine and add Vectra to the flea part of the control if and when we need that, usually during the warmer months.
So really,
yeah,
Leah, what
and,
you...
And,
wait. Sorry, go ahead.
Go on. Go on.
Nope, I'm going to let you go because otherwise we're going to step all over each other. You go right ahead.
Okay, I was just worried because I know it was only a week ago that I gave it to Kelly, but...
Yes.
It's like I did vacuum and I did what I could.
Good.
They said that Revolution lasts for 4 weeks and then I'll do her monthly dose next month. I mean, I saw a flea on her ear hair where she's scratching. So did I not get enough in there or did I do something wrong or...
Okay, let me explain about that because that's a really good reason to use Vectra. A lot of these older products, they've been around, some of them for as much as 18 years in the case of Advantix and so forth. This is really old technology. The fleas have well figured out how to survive it and even thrive on it. If you put Vectra on your cat, the fast kill of fleas is within minutes. There could never be a flea still on your cat if you had even put not the entire dose of Vectra. It's that powerful and that effective and that safe. It is completely safe for the cat. So what you really need is Vectra. And this is one of the things that's frustrating about some veterinarians. They're used to carrying a product which is now sold in all sorts of online. It's sold in all kinds of pet stores. There's a lot of fake product out there. And they're given a product that's protected to only be sold by vets so that only the real deal and not as a fake version from China or somewhere else winds up on the market. There's a lot of false product out there for these other companies because they've been around so long that the counterfeiters have figured out how to fake them. And also the fleas and the ticks have figured out how to survive regardless. So if you put any of these topicals on a cat, and it's a really good topical, that, in my opinion, based on its modernity, is Vectra, there's no way you could have a live flea on the cat a week later. It'd be totally impossible. The kill is that intense and absolute. It goes right to the nervous system of the flea.
Yes.
Go with Vectra instead of Revolution. Revolution is just not good enough.
I would say that I would switch, but now I will tell you this, though. If you just applied Revolution, we don't want to get some toxicity issues. So you may still need to wait that month period of time and then come back and use the Vectra. You know, we have to be careful with toxicity issues, but if you've waited enough time for that Revolution to kind of get out of the system, which actually it takes months, but it's at a safer level a month after you use it, then come back and use the Vectra. And as you suggested, too, with the vacuuming and all, don't forget the environment, because even though Vectra works great to kill the fleas, you know, you could still see a flea jumping around before the Vectra kills it, and that's telling me you've got to treat the environment as well, because Vectra won't work in the environment. It's going to work on your pet. So don't forget the environment, then get the quicker flea kill from the Vectra compared to some of the older products that Tracy and I have mentioned.
Well, the Vectra actually does kill them in the environment. I mean, it kills the live fleas on the cat, but it kills the rest of the life cycle, the invisible ones, the pupa and the larva, in the environment. Leah, if you write to me at radiopetlady@gmail.com, I'm going to get you some complimentary Vectra. Dr. Elizabeth will send it to me for you. It does not enter the bloodstream. It remains only on the outside of the cat's skin. It's possible to use it in addition to other products that you've used because it doesn't enter the bloodstream. It's only external. It causes, think of it as a protective shield on the skin. So write to me at radiopetlady@gmail.com and I will ask Dr. Elizabeth. She always likes to jump in a situation like this to have someone like you try the Vectra and see the difference. It's sort of like the difference between chicken poop and chicken salad. It is a whole nother ball of wax. Okay? So you didn't do anything wrong. But you need the very best sort of weapon for the job because your poor kitty had an infestation because, you know, had a bad life before he had the good life you're giving him, right?
Yeah, well, she's domesticated. All I know is that she must have been dropped, and I got lucky because she doesn't eat very much. I wanted to share that with you. I sent you an email about my cat eating at night. And that was
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
That you were you were transitioning her to wet food at night, and you said she had no problem eating during the day, and you're using some a dry food. I would absolutely not recommend at all. There's really no reason to be giving her any dry food. You're finding that she drinks more water after eating the dry food. And now you know, after if you've been on my website or looked at the Cat Bible, cats don't really need water. It's that by feeding them dry food, you're actually dehydrating them internally. So they're eating water to make up for this very dry food. They're a desert animal by their actual nature and instinct, lapping up water. Some of them do it for fun, but their tongue isn't even designed to lap water. They're supposed to get it from the body fluid of their prey. So it's feeding her half a can in the morning and half a can in the evening is just fabulous.
Well, I was going to give you good news. I managed to find a way to do it to where she'll eat the refrigerated part. I add hot water to it.
Brilliant.
Very little and it works.
Brilliant.
But, should I be concerned that she's not even eating, like she'll eat a quarter of a can in the morning and at night? Is that okay? Because she doesn't eat half a can. She's not a
big eater.
Is that okay?
It's great. Because, Sean, you know, this is the beauty of cats. We are more like Labrador retrievers than cats.
Mm-hmm.
Cats
yes.
will not overeat if you give them the correct food, which is meat. They will constantly graze on kibble, eat and eat and eat. Their body is desperately seeking true nutrition. A cat, if he's lucky in the wild, if your beautiful ragdoll was in the wild and he caught a mouse every other day, he'd be really lucky. They don't.
Yes.
They are not meant to be eating constantly. They're meant to be really lucky. They're meant to be good hunters. You catch, you eat, and then your entire digestive system, if you're a cat, is supposed to rest. It's a short digestive system. The cat will only eat what the cat needs, and that's the beauty of the cat and why we shouldn't mess with their fabulous nature. In fact, the kind of rule that I've always had is put down the wet food on a saucer, not in a bowl because it scrunches their little whiskers. Put it on like a teacup saucer and leave it down for no more than 10 to 15 minutes. The cat will eat exactly what he or she needs in that amount of time, usually more like in 3 or 4 minutes. That's all they want. It doesn't need to stay down any more than that. So your cat is eating exactly what she needs. And it's great.
I'm doing that. And I have a question about the – real quick before I get off. I have a question about the – Vectra, is that a one-time use, or do you think that needs to be done monthly?
I would say that, and this is something that Sean had just mentioned, and he can repeat it. If you have fleas on your cat or in your environment, you absolutely need Vectra. But by using Vectra for a month or two, you've now killed the flea population. If that cat stays inside, you should never see another flea in your life, right, Sean?
Absolutely. And just be sure, too, when you're using this, you know, make sure, because sometimes these products look alike, make sure you order for your cats the cat product. The dog product is actually toxic for cats because it contains more ingredients, which cats don't metabolize as well. So the cat product for cats, the dog product for dogs, you should be fine.
Well, that's a very good advice, except for in Leah's case, she's going to get Vectra as a gift from the show, from the folks at Vectra. So with any luck, you never have to buy this stuff again. You just have her in the house. You let the Vectra do the job of killing the whole life cycle of the fleas for a month or two, and you should be clean as a whistle after that. You can give your vacuum cleaner a rest.
I'll definitely use your advice on that. But this is my first domestic cat. How long do they live for?
A long time if you feed them wet food only. Sean, what would you say, up to 20 years?
Yeah, I expect my patients who get the best food and very few vaccines over their life to go 20-plus years.
Well, good news for what you did, Tracy. I want to thank you because I followed your instructions on Fancy Feast and what brands to buy, and it's been working so far.
Great.
That's wonderful. There's a downloadable, printable list on my website for anyone who's curious, since there's no cat food advisor yet, that has all the approved by, really not by me, but by all the people that work with the diabetic cats, all the brands that have good quality protein and very few carbs. I mean, we love Woruva. They're advertisers on this show because they make their cat food in a human food factory, and it kind of doesn't get any better than that. And for a kitty like yours, Leah, who's eating so little, you could buy BFF, their best feline friend, or Cats in the Kitchen that they make that comes in a pouch. And it costs you very little. You're only going to feed a can every 2 days. So, you know, get the highest quality you possibly can because that will extend her beautiful little life. All right? Don't forget to send me your mailing address to RadioPetLady@gmail.com because I really do want you to get that Vectra and see the difference. It's pretty cool. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back. Please give us a call. We still have more time. It's just a festival here. 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. We're hoping that Sandra will call back and Stella and the people that we missed early on. So give us a call. We're still here. We're going to take a quick break. Support for this show comes from Woruva, the pet food company that thinks dogs and cats should eat as well as we do. So their foods are made in a human food facility from ingredients we could eat ourselves. We salute Woruva's ethical decision to not make any dry food because they know that for optimal wellness, small dogs don't need highly processed carbohydrates and that true health for cats who are obligate carnivores means they should eat only meat. Woruva's many different canned recipes, Cats in the Kitchen in pouches, and their more economical BFF, Best Feline Friend, all offer your pets a wide variety of flavors and ingredients. Go to RadioPetLady.com for more information. Cat Chat and Dog Talk is brought to you with the support of Goose Silver, a holistic supplement for senior canines developed by a veterinarian to help aging dogs maintain mental sharpness and physical well-being. Goose Silver is a peanut butter-based lickable product with all-natural ingredients that is a broad-spectrum canine supplement addressing the special needs of your aging dog's mental state, anti-inflammatory ingredients for joint discomfort from arthritis, and antioxidants for his immune system. Visit GooseSilver.com for more information. Dr. Sean's online store at PetCareNaturally.com offers feel-away for cats and adaptable diffusers and collars for dogs, along with many of the supplements he uses in his practice of integrative holistic medicine in Plano, Texas. He has also developed a number of healthy products like itch relief shampoo, all-natural herbal earwash, olive leaf plus, and CI support, supplements to support the immune system for pets with cancers. Go to RadioPetLady.com to get the 10% off code and monthly special for Dr. Sean's store at PetCareNaturally.com. Dr. Sean, the natural vet, and I are back. We love all the calls we've had. It's just terrific. We have a bunch of different ones from emails. People, it's really cool. People have emailed Sean, and I've said, would you call in with your question? Because how long can I spend on an email answering? And I'd really rather have you answer with me because you always have – you know, much more to add. It's like the rest of the story, right?
That's true. Yes, I think we make a good team in that regard.
It's nice. It's a complimentary thing. I want to remind anyone who's listening that Anne-Marie Sawicki, the animal communicator, will be on next Tuesday night, the first Tuesday of the month. And every
next Tuesday, still, we have one more.
Oh, my God.
She's on 2 weeks, right?
Oh, yes. I beg your pardon. I'm jumping ahead.
Well, don't get rid of me yet.
Oh, God, heaven forbid. We need to spend time here. We have so many questions to answer. That's right. The first Tuesday of the month is February 5th, and that is 2 weeks away. So
that's true.
I know that some of the people that sent us emails couldn't call tonight. People work at night and, you know, have kids at basketball games. But we have some nice emails. Here's a good one that I kind of like. Lisa writing about Skippy and Cutie.
All right.
She said some time ago on the Martha Stewart Radio, you mentioned a type of cat carrier that you highly recommend in a bubble shape. That would be the Sleepy Pod carrier. We travel in the car with our two American curl cats each weekend, and one just doesn't love it. He will pee in his carrier sometimes. What has the most success is giving him anxiety drops from our holistic vet. I wonder what those are. And putting him in a little doggy seat harnessed in the front so I can pat him. That's pretty cute. We are worried if there was an accident, he wouldn't be safe with the airbag, so I wanted to try another type of carrier. I was interested in the one you mentioned. It's a very good question, Lisa. You'll be able to listen to this later. But it is true, it's super dangerous to allow into the front seat any pet. Pets are much more vulnerable size-wise than even a small woman. And they say that small women and children below, I don't know how many years or pounds, you would know better as the dad of a young daughter, should never travel in the front seat and the passenger seat, often called the death seat, as we know, because the airbag can crush or kill that smaller creature, be it human or animal. The nice thing about the Sleepy Pod is that it's very comforting for the cat. It should be sprayed with Feel Away, and that would be very helpful to this very nervous cat, is to spray it with Feel Away. To also have the carrier out in your living space during the times when you're not traveling, so that it becomes a real oasis, a place the kitty, it's also a bed, and it has a soft liner that can be taken out and washed. So the kitty plays in it, the kitty sleeps in it, and then the kitty travels in it, and it's like the oasis goes with him. It's the only carrier that has ever passed the United States crash test for infant, the same one that they use for infant car seats. It will any of their carriers, not just the Sleepy Pod, but their air one that's for airplanes, survives a crash. It protects the animal in a crash. It's pretty dramatic, Sean. I mean, I don't know. You do a lot of emergencies. I don't know how many times you've ever had an animal in a car crash. But you were an EMT for years, and I didn't know this about you, but I was an EMT in East Hampton for 8 years as part of the volunteer ambulance. Yeah, it's another interesting coincidence.
Another surprise, okay.
Another surprise. I love that we both have that. And, you know, car accidents, MVAs as they're called in the lingo, you always worry about finding a pet in that car because they're terrified. They might attack you. They might be dead. They might be injured. They're certainly really scared, and I remember there was a particular very bad car accident in East Hampton one time, and it was an older lady who'd been driving. She was hit pretty much head-on by a guy in a truck who, goodness knows what his story was, and she had a small kind of West Highland white Westie in the back seat that was pretty bloody, being white. It turned out later after I said, okay, somebody else, you know, be the EMT. I'm going to be the dog wrangler. I'm taking this dog whose name was Maggie. I mean, just one remembers these unusual things. I took her back to the lady's house. I couldn't take her to my house because I had my three monster dogs there. She told me she had been cut on her arms and it was her blood really on the dog. I took the doggy back, and I didn't have any Dr. Sean's itch relief shampoo, so I had to use whatever human shampoo she had, which we recommend against. But that dog really shouldn't have been loose in the car if that dog had been in a really safe carrier. Do you, as a vet, not as a human EMT, do you find dogs that have been inside a car in an accident, or is it more dogs who've been hit by a car?
You know, I'm really lucky. I think I don't see a lot of trauma in my practice, which is really good. When I do see it, though, it tends to be dogs jumping, falling, or sometimes drowning in pools or near drowning. So we don't like that here in Texas.
Wow.
Careful. But you're right. It's usually pets that tend to be hit by the car versus someone traveling with a pet and they have to jam on their brakes. Now, I will say that most of my clients, when they come, their pets are not secured unless they're cats. And I think we've just gotten used to cats being secured because they don't like to travel. They're going to freak out. They're going to be running around the car when the owner's driving. And it's almost like we're securing the cat more for the safety of the owner, which is important, than for the safety of the cat. But I think anytime you can secure the pet, whether it's the carriers that we've been talking about or these little seats you can get, just something to make it comfortable and calm so that we do have some protection for the pet.
And it's something that we've gotten used to, people letting their pets be loose in the car, their small dogs. And
or hanging their heads out the windows.
Yes, if on the person's lap. They're on the, on the driver's lap.
While the driver's texting, almost, of course.
Yeah, of course, naturally, and talking the phone and eating a hamburger all at the same time. And maybe putting on eye makeup. It's unclear.
I wasn't going to say anything.
No, but you know how that can be, and we hope that's only the girls doing that. But
I hope it is.
But not while they're driving, of course. The dog's head is out the window, and not only are they totally distracting the driver, who's already distracted by ways that he or she shouldn't be, but the animal's in incredible jeopardy of being flung out the window. If you're hit even – I mean, if you're hit at 20 miles an hour, again, as an EMT, you've seen it. The car takes all the damage nowadays. People rarely get hurt if they're belted. But animals are as vulnerable as a china dish in the back of your car. They just go flying.
Yeah. And so you have to be careful with that.
And people sort of not thinking so much about the danger in the car. In this case, it's the kitty who's sort of miserable in the car. I don't remember what an American curl looks like. Have they got those funny little ears?
Yeah, they're kind of like the Scottish Folds.
Yes, with really strange little ears. It's so funny. You don't hear much about purebred cats, and yet so many of the people that are calling in have ragdolls like you and Siamese and all kinds of purebreds. It's kind of neat. All right, we're going to go off for another break. Here's the number again for those of you that are listening patiently. We'd love you to call us patiently because we're here with all kinds of advice and information. The number is 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. We're going to go away for a break and be right back. Support for the show comes from The Honest Kitchen, a family-owned company that makes 100% human-grade dehydrated pet foods, which are created in a human food facility, and batches are actually tested by people. The Honest Kitchen's all-natural, clean, safe products can assist cats and dogs with chronic health problems like itchy skin, ear infections, and GI upset, which are often linked to a poor quality or inappropriate diet. Go to RadioPetLady.com for information on free samples and where to call the company for a complimentary consultation to find out which recipe is right for your pet. This show is supported by Platinum Performance, where they know that comprehensive health for dogs, cats, and people begins one cell at a time. Platinum Performance Canine Wellness and Performance Formula is a comprehensive nutritional foundation formula for all dogs, which addresses canine health at the cellular level, providing a special blend of more than 55 nutrients that improves the fundamental health of each of your dog's 12 trillion cells. Healthy cells means a healthy dog. That's the Platinum difference. Platinum Performance Feline Wellness Formula contains taurine in every teaspoon, an amino acid that helps promote cardiac health in cats. Go to RadioPetLady.com to get the number to call for free samples and more information. We're back. How do you like that? Now, you might have something you want to discuss rather than going to another email, because you often have really interesting things happen in the office, and I like to be a fly on your wall.
Well, so I need to think of an interesting kind of case that we had.
Well, you had an emergency surgery last week, at the end of the week. Or is that just sort of routine for you? I'm always so curious.
Well, I think they're becoming routine. It's not too good because it wears me out for sure. But you know what? One of the cases – we talked a lot about allergies tonight. One of the things we haven't discussed, which I used to get on my show quite a bit, was cancer cases. We talked a little bit about bowel cancer in cats tonight with the cat from your friend that might have the IBD. So I think what I'd like to do is just to point out some of my cancer tips for pets.
Wonderful.
Because I think if we learn about these, we can kind of be prepared when we go to the doctor's office just to make sure we're being given the right advice. And one of the things that I would like to share has to do with solid tumors that are usually diagnosed by the pet owner at home. You're petting your dog or cat.
Yeah.
You feel a lump or bump. Oh, there's something that shouldn't be there. Let's get it checked out. Just as we talked about my former quack boss, who diagnosed everything
with all the dogs that were a stroke.
With a stroke, yes. Right. Yeah. Or the vet that might say your pet has a sensitive bowel, which I don't know what that means. We don't want to go to the doctor with a lump or bump we find in our pet and have the doctor say, yeah, I kind of feel that there. Let's just kind of watch that for a while and see what happens.
I agree.
Okay, because basically my response is, so we're going to basically wait and watch cancer grow and spread and kill your pet. Thank that doesn't make any sense. Now, the good news for most pets, most lumps and bumps are not cancer. However, I was trained by, in my opinion, some of the best, if not the best, cancer specialists in the world when I was at Texas A&M, Dr. Barden and Dr. Rogers. And one of the things I was taught is that even though most lumps and bumps are not cancer, as a doctor, I need to treat them all as if they are cancer until something proves that they're not cancer. And the something that proves they're not cancer most of the time is a simple little needle aspirate, needle biopsy in the office, very inexpensive, doesn't hurt the pet. Most of the time, I can tell you within about 5 or 10 minutes what that lump or bump is. If it's a fatty tumor or cyst, we might use some herbs to try to make it go away. But in general, I don't worry about it. We're not going to cut it out unless you want it cut out. If it's an obvious cancer, we're going to get rid of it. If it's a question mark, and I have a dog right now with a tumor on its side, then all I got back from the aspirate was blood. I couldn't see any kind of cells other than blood cells. That's a red flag to me, because I shouldn't be getting blood out of a solid lump unless I accidentally hit a blood vessel, which is almost impossible to do, or unless it might be a cancerous lump that has a lot of blood vessels feeding it. So if your doctor feels a tumor and says it's a fatty tumor, ask him to aspirate it. If he says no, it's time to find another doctor. I've removed several cancers that even I thought by feeling them were fatty tumors, but I went ahead and aspirated them because that's what I was trained to do. And they weren't fatty tumors, they were mast cell tumors, which can be very aggressive cancers and are really easy to cure with early surgical removal. So the main point is get lumps and bumps aspirated. If they're obvious little warts, okay, you might not have to remove those. Although I've been fooled before by one little wart that turned out not to be a wart. But in general, if they're warts, they're not changing character, the pet's not itching them, we don't have to worry about them, we can kind of watch those and not worry too much.
It's really great advice, and I have a personal anecdote that fits right into your advice. Depending on the breed of dog you have, some dogs can get lumpier than others as they get older. Like you don't see, I don't think, greyhounds covered in big fatty tumors. You do see golden retrievers and Labrador retrievers that get lumpy as they get older.
Weimaraners, too.
Weimaraners, which is my breed, that has zero hair covering them up. As the vet says, they look like they're wearing spandex. You know, you can't hide anything on them.
Can't miss the lump, no.
That's right. And as they get older, they get lumpier. So, and the lumps can get bigger and crop up in strange places. My vet actually does something that I think is something you would like very much, especially with an older dog. She keeps a diagram in his chart of the lumps that she's already aspirated. So that I come in and I say, have we done this one? And she says, let me check. And she looks and sees, yep, we already put a needle in that. Now, it's very important, as you said, for people to understand, it doesn't hurt at all. You don't need a local anesthetic. The dog doesn't yelp. It's a very thin, fine needle. And a vet like Dr. Sean, a good vet, doesn't do the I'm Superman with X-ray vision thing, which I've had vets do, which is to say, don't worry about that. It's just a fatty tumor. Vets are never given in vet school or at birth X-ray vision. You can't see underneath the skin. You have to put a needle in and draw it out. And as Sean said, you're hoping to get just lipid cells, fat cells. You squirt them, if you will, onto a glass slide. And then you look and you see what you see. And you hope it's just fat cells. Well, I had a wonderful Rottweiler. He was just the greatest guy, Yogi Bear. He was thrown away in a cardboard box on the side of the road. He was 8 weeks old. Yep. I had just that day sold my last show horse and I was devastated. And the trainer had found this box. It was 100 degrees in the Hamptons and so hot. He's the cutest dog. He was perfect. He looked like Carl in the children's story. He was gorgeous, beautiful markings, gorgeous boy. I thought, why would somebody throw away what is ostensibly a valuable, you know, Rottweiler, purebred, and the sweetest dog I ever met. And it turned out as he turned to 6 months old that he had no hip sockets at all, none, zero. Goodness. He was, you know, destined for a life of being a cripple. Yeah. That's another story for another time that I'd love to discuss with you. When he was six, he developed, in addition to these really, really, really bad hip joints that made him unstable behind, this terrible lameness in front, which it was determined was in all likelihood long bone cancer. I wasn't going to put him through any kind of surgery. He had no hind end that could support amputating his front leg, which is what you do. So I was pretty freaked out. I was putting to sleep the liveliest, happiest, lovingest, best dog ever at the mere age of six because at any moment his front leg could have broken. So I'm pretty cancer freaked at this point. And I have Billy Blue, my rescued Blue Weimaraner, big guy. And I go into the vet and there is a lump on his side. It is no bigger than a pea. And I say to the vet, Dawn, I know I'm just being neurotic, but I just lost Yogi Bear. You put him to sleep. Do you mind doing a needle biopsy of this stupid little thing? I'm just freaked. She said, I know it's going to be nothing, but I absolutely understand your concern. Let me put a needle in. It was so small, she could barely, you know, like get into the middle of it.
Yes.
She came back and she said, it's a mast cell. It's a mast cell cancer. I don't know if she knew that instantly, but she knew that it wasn't fat. I don't remember if she had to send it to a lab or something. But she had to do a surgery on it to remove this pea-sized lump. The incision was enormous to get clean margins. I mean, a huge space around it she took out. Here was a guy with stage 2 mast cell cancer. And as you said, he never had any other treatment. No chemo, no radiation, nothing. A big surgery to take out this tiny thing. And he lived another 5 years and it was never about cancer. Never bypass a lump because, as Sean says, that dog would have died.
Absolutely would have died. And you did exactly the right thing. And fortunately, you went to a vet who knew what she was doing.
Yeah, and was will and but you know, as you just said earlier, ask your vet to do this, because sometimes a vet doesn't want to seem as if they're doing too much or being greedy, although it's not that expensive. It's, you know, it's really not an expensive procedure. There may be vets who don't want to be perceived as, you know, racking up treatments, if you will, or tests that quote unquote aren't needed, but they are needed. If there's a lump, you need to know.
But, you know,
what's
I also
going
have
on.
Learned that even though this aspiration cytology that we call it is relatively a new procedure for it. I mean, I literally was, when I was in vet school 26, 7 years ago, this was just becoming an accepted technique. So I was kind of on the cutting edge of this. But even if a veterinarian isn't comfortable looking under the microscope at cells, it's not a big deal. You can still take the aspirate. You can put the cells on a slide. They can go to the lab. The lab can do all this for you. So there really is no excuse not to do this, except you just think that you're, I guess, God, and you can feel every tumor and tell what it is. And like I said, if you're wrong, it costs the pet his life and might cost you your license, because it is malpractice to just simply feel something and say, oh, I know what it is. Well, I'm a good doctor, and I don't know what it is. I'm going to guess right most of the time.
Yeah.
You know, if I do the aspirin and I'm proven wrong, I'm okay being wrong because I know what I can do to treat that pet.
Well, I mean, the other thing is people have often said, vets have often said, and then people repeat it as though it were the truth, oh, it's soft. If it's soft, then it's okay.
Yeah. No, soft or hard doesn't really matter. Now, once again, fatty tumors tend to feel soft. But keep in mind, we're playing the odds here. And, you know, my wife had breast cancer a few years ago. Her little tumor kind of felt like a little cyst. But I don't want to play with life by playing the odds. I'd rather kind of know what's going on, unless for some reason, if the lump is so, so tiny, I can't aspirate it. I'm okay with that lump, with you monitoring it at home and coming back if it grows, because cancer is not going to spread and kill your pet overnight. It's got to grow to a certain size, and depending upon the kind of tumor, it could take months or maybe a year or more to spread. But if that thing's changing character or growing, even if it's a fatty tumor, and I know it's a fatty tumor, I'm getting it off. I've had to put a pet down because its fatty tumor got too big to surgically remove and the pet was uncomfortable. We don't need to do that. We can treat these tumors when they're small.
And you've written a really wonderful book about that adventure, seems like too jolly a word, but of the travails that you went through. Talk a little bit about this book that you wrote, because you've already written a book about cancer for pets, which on my website, radiopetlady.com, you'll see in Dr. Sean's area there, you'll see the titles of all of his books and the covers. But you wrote a marvelous book about your breast cancer journey. Talk about that a little bit.
Sure. So the book for pets is The Natural Vet's Guide to Preventing and Treating Cancer in Dogs. And yes, that advice also applies to cats. There's a little bit of a change from cats to dogs, but it's the same basic advice on things we can do to prevent or at least minimize cancer in our cats. And if you have a pet with cancer, dog or cat, it gives you information so you get to be a partner in the treatment decisions, right? Which I think is so important. The book you're talking about for breast cancer, my wife and I wrote, Breast Choices for the Best Chances, Your Breast, Your Life, and How You Can Basically Make a Difference, talks about all of the research I did for my wife, Sandy, when she was diagnosed with very early stage, thank God, very early stage breast cancer 3 years ago. And we used all this information that was on the internet. Now, once again, this is not quack information on the internet. These are actual medical studies I went to in numerous journals, numerous reports, talked to some of the doctors involved in them to help give us knowledge, to give us information to make decisions. So I really encourage women, even if you don't have breast cancer, there's a ton of good information in this book that will give you some very simple supplement ideas, vitamin D, fish oil, flax oil, et cetera, and how you can make your breast healthier. And healthy body parts, healthy breasts, et cetera, are less likely to develop cancer. And God forbid, if you develop cancer in your breast, which is very common in women, you're going to have information at your disposal. You don't have to spend 6 months doing the research like I did. You have the knowledge
there.
That's right. And the most important thing, and I can't overemphasize this, Tracy, because you and I both know people, friends, family members with cancer.
Yes.
You have to be your own advocate. My
Absolutely.
Wife and I sat in numerous chairs in different doctor's offices. And two of the oncologists we went to looked at my wife and said, it's amazing that you're here questioning us and going through all this, because most women would be so scared. They'd say, just take off my breast, give me the chemo. I don't care. I want it to go away. But as my wife and I talk about when we do radio interviews for her book, why do you want to trust your life to a doctor? I mean, yes, you have to go to the doctor for advice and for guidance. But these are your breasts. This is your life. Don't you want to have a say in it? And some women, the answer is no. They're scared to death. But we make stupid decisions out of fear. So get the knowledge. Realize most of the time you're not going to die overnight. You have a little bit of time to make decisions. And make the decision that's best for you. There's never a guarantee in life. If you want a guarantee, you're not going to find it with anything, but especially cancer medicine. And keep in mind, if you choose to do chemo or choose these other conventional therapies, that's okay, as long as you know the pros and cons. And as long as you realize what your doctor may not tell you, or I will even tell you with pets, is that chemo is not necessarily going to cure you. Chemo is designed to kill as much cancer as possible. Now, if it's early stage cancer, you don't have much of it, it might cure you. But if you have more advanced cancer, it's not designed to cure you. It's designed to kill a lot of cancer and reduce your cancer burden and your chance of dying by about 50 to 70%. So once again, you still have to do something to help your body. And that's what this book, Breast Choices for the Best Chances, is all about. What can you do now to be healthy? And if you get cancer, stay healthy, minimize side effects from chemo if you choose chemo. And what do you do when all the natural therapies or the conventional therapies are finished? What do you do to stay cancer-free? And the same is true with pets. If you do nothing, don't be surprised when the cancer comes back, because you're not making lifestyle changes, which is what you and I have been talking about the whole hour with cats and dogs and
That's
feeding.
Right.
Your lifestyle changes. Easy to do, cheap to do.
Well, one of the things that really comes to mind, both in your book and in what you're saying, is that cancer, like any disease process, is an inflammatory response.
Absolutely.
So you want anti-inflammatories in your body all the time, all of us, men, women, healthy or cancer survivors. And that's one of the things that our sponsor, Nordic Naturals, has the greatest delivery system of natural anti-inflammatory, which is omega-3 fatty acids from marine lipids, as they call them, meaning fish oil, fat from the sea, and from responsibly harvested, ecologically sound, triple purified. A lot of fish oil that's around, it's not clear what the origin of it is. It is not tested to make sure that it's totally fresh and not rancid. So taking the highest quality fish oil when you are dealing with any kind of illness, but also as a prevention to keep your body that much healthier, yourself and your dogs and cats, is vitally important. And who needs it more than a golden retriever or a boxer?
Yes,
I mean, these breeds so at risk for cancer, Sean, these dogs should be on Nordic Naturals omega-3 fatty acids in the capsules or in the liquid.
Home. Absolutely.
From the minute they're little babies, because that inflammatory response that they're genetically sort of, you know, tending towards being breeds with an enormous genetic burden of cancer, you want to do everything you can to keep that body in an anti-inflammatory state. So your book deals with a lot of those things, and so does just sort of the common sense of things you can do to make yourself healthier. We're going to have another quick break, and then we're going to get towards the top of the hour. I know you guys are out there. We feel your vibe. So this is the last – we just know it.
But we feel it.
We feel it. It's coming right through the air, but we do want to give you one last chance to call, 888-627-6008. We'll be back in just a minute. This show is brought to you by Halo Holistic Natural Dog and Cat Foods, which are made from real ingredients you can recognize. Read the ingredients on the label of your own dry dog food. Can you identify what's in there? Halo uses no inferior rendered byproducts, meals, or chemicals in any of their products. Halo is purely focused on your pet's well-being. No chicken meal or other rendered meats. Halo foods are guaranteed safe and have never been recalled. Halo's entire line, including treats, supplements, and grooming supplies, will help your pet be vibrant, happy, and healthy inside and out. This show is also brought to you by PetFlow.com, an online store for pet foods and more that is privately owned by pet lovers like you who want to give their dogs and cats the best nutrition possible with the least hassle for themselves. The real value is the auto delivery schedule. For people who go to the same store and have to drag home the same food every month, PetFlow.com is perfect for you. There are over 200 brands, in particular the ones we love on the show, like Halo, Waruva, The Honest Kitchen, Nordic Naturals, Precious Cat Litter, and many more. There is free shipping with a minimum $49 order and no sales tax except New York, New Jersey, and Nevada. The link is on RadioPetLady.com. Support for Dog Talk comes from Precious Cat Litter, which is privately owned by Dr. Elsie, a feline-only veterinarian whose litters are designed to appeal to kitties and protect their health. Cat Attract Litter has a blend of herbs which entice cats into the litter box and has helped get thousands of cats back into their litter boxes. Precious Cat donates litter to shelters and rescues across the country. Support for Dog Talk also comes from PetFlow.com, which carries all the precious cat litters with special offers at RadioPetLady.com. Okay. Here's one last email that I would love to go over with you, Sean, because it speaks about the topic of supplements. And I know that in addition to – well, we should talk a little about the Platinum Performance supplements, but you have other supplements as well. And there's just – it's a really good chance for people to go to RadioPetLady.com. Check
out them all.
Yeah, and check out Dr. Sean's store, PetCareNaturally.com. He talks about a lot of the supplements, sells a lot of them, that he recommends to his own patients. So this is from Sandra in Reseda, California. I know that Sandra had called earlier in the show and probably was driving or something and so lost the connection. She says, you talked about some allergy issues on the air that I'm currently experiencing with my two labs. And I'm really looking forward to get the doggy goo. Now, that's something we haven't had a chance to talk about, and you may not even know about. It's a pretty cool company, Holistic. She's a board-certified dermatologist, but it's a holistic supplement in a peanut butter base that gets licked into system.
Okay.
Been using it with my Scooby-Doo, and there is something on my website called the Doggy Goo Club, and it's a really big discount for anybody who wants to try it anytime you have dogs that are licking and scratching and itching. It's probably allergies. It's almost never, like almost 0% food, even though many vets tell you your dog's allergic to chicken or some cockamamie idea. It's environmental. Dogs can be as allergic as we are. Dust, mites, pollen, all these things. So it works really nicely. So I'm hoping she'll do the Doggy Goo Club. But then she says, but my real question is about supplements. I feed my dogs with home-cooked meals, and I give them supplements to compensate for the nutrients that they might be missing. However, I do want to make sure I'm on the right track. You mentioned a link for pet supplements that I can't remember. And what the one that I've always recommended is Platinum Performance,
yes,
which is just a really lovely – it's the one that's – they're now an advertiser of ours, and – thank you so much to Platinum, to the wonderful vet that developed all of these supplements, and Dr. Doug Herthel and his son Mark, who runs the company. But what's important for people to understand is that while we totally believe in feeding as good quality food to your animals as you can. So people food is good food. Table scraps aren't table scraps. They were your dinner 5 minutes ago. You do need to supplement because talk briefly, Sean, about the kinds of imbalances in kind of dinner table food for them, in particular calcium and fat. I mean, they need those things.
Yeah, I think any of these supplements from Platinum Pets would be great. You mentioned Nordic Naturals. I'm a big fan of fish oil and fatty acid. I think those are fine. I know that Sandra has some labs, which, of course, goes along with allergies. So, you know, some of the supplements that I've developed that I'd recommend for her, of course, we've talked about the itch relief shampoo at least once or twice a week, bathing them, cleaning these lab skins. They're going to have some problems. Followed with the Dr. Sean Ear Wash, which is all natural. And one of my favorite allergy products that I just came out with on the site is the Olive Leaf Plus, a nice olive leaf extract that's good for the immune system, but also is one of my secret things I do to replace antibiotics, antifungals in my practice. Now, that doesn't mean you can replace the antibiotics all the time. We're talking about pets with mild skin or ear infections.
Right.
Usually will respond to about a month's worth of the olive leaf extract doses on the bottle. So those are some things. We mentioned the Nordic Naturals. And any of the Platinum Pet products, just their basic supplements as well as antioxidants, I think, that they have come out with.
Yes.
Very easy, just put them right in the food. You know, this is not a hard thing to do with their great products.
Yeah, and a lot of them are sort of aimed at the joints because that's how they first developed these products for performance horses that were racing or show jumping, and the same concept went along with dogs who all get arthritis as they get older. None of them are immune to it, just some get it worse than others. I seem to have dogs that are like riddled with arthritis. But explain about olive leaf. How does – I mean, you're a holistic vet. You really understand herbs in supplementation and natural ingredients. Why the leaf of the – is it the leaf of the olive tree?
Yeah, basically it's the oleopurine, which is in the olive leaf from the olive tree.
Oh.
This is a supplement I actually kind of got turned on to about 8 years ago because I really didn't want to use a lot of drugs with all the skin and ear infections I'm seeing. Now, I use a lot of other products, but this particular product that I've labeled, under the Dr. Sean's label, is really, really effective. Now, for ear infections, you still need to use the Dr. Sean's ear wash to clean the ears. For skin infections, you still have to bathe the pet. If it's really bad, I will use antibiotics for a few weeks. The infection's under control. We've had them on the Olive Leaf Plus the entire time. Plus, we're going to go another 1 to 2 months to try to minimize those infections coming back. This is also becoming a new supplement I'm using for immune disorders, including cancer, because there is some really good research, at least in people, that olive leaf extract is really good for the immune system to help cancer patients. So I'm starting to incorporate that in my cancer therapies as well.
What does it do? Does it act like an anti-inflammatory? Does it tamp down the inflammation as they often
Yeah, it kind of reduces the inflammation. And also, I forgot the exact biochemistry, but actually stimulates some of the different arms of the immune system and has some of these antibacterial, antifungal activities to help control infection. So it's not by any means a cure-all, but it's – I'm not going to say it's close to it, but it's a very, very nice alternative to all these drugs we're always using.
Terrific. This is all such great advice, Sean. It's been another amazing show. The time has flown by. Our wonderful engineer, Doug, we love you. He's given us the thumbs down, like, you're done, guys. So we're done, and we're going to talk to you next week. Thank you so much, Dr. Sean. You are a wonder, and it's just a treat
always,
to do the show. Have
thanks.
A great night. Thanks again, Doug. Bye to y'all. Kiss your kitties, hug your pooches. We'll talk to you next week.